I'll tell you a secret. There's no such thing as time and space. The stars and comets will survive the human race. What's done is done. Today it's 7 years since you're gone. I'm doing well so far. I still wonder where you are. I'll tell you my secret. That sunny afternoon in March changed my life completely. Turned out to be a brand new star. What's done is done. It's been 7 years since you're gone. Tonight I think of you. I know one day I'll join you too. Way up high. 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 Way up high.
Set your sights low and keep the world spinning. And try to stay grounded wherever you are. But every so often, you remember to look up and imagine the possibilities, dreaming of what's out there. Before long, you find yourself grounded once again. Grounded in the sense of being homebound, stuck on the planet Earth. The more you look to the sky, the more you find yourself back on Earth, confronting certain possibilities. It's possible that there are other names for our planet. That there are constellations that feature our sun from an angle we'll never get to see. That there are many civilizations hidden beyond the veil of time, too far away for their light to ever reach us. Dream of other worlds and name them after our old discarded gods, and they seem almost as distant, too far to be seen with the naked eye, only ever in artist renditions or a scattering of pixels on a monitor with the colors tweaked to add a bit of flair. Even our own neighborhood is impossibly vast. We're used to showing the planets nested together, because if we drew them to scale, they'd be so far apart they wouldn't fit on the same page. And even our own moon, that seems to hang so close to Earth, is still so far away that all the other planets could fit in the space between them. It's possible our spacesuits won't need treaded boots ever again. That one day soon, we'll tire of wandering and move back home for good. And we'll get used to watching our feet as we walk, occasionally stopping to hurl a single probe into the abyss. Like a message in a bottle. Maybe it shouldn't matter if anyone ever finds it. If nobody's there to know we once lived here on Earth. Maybe it should be like skipping a stone across the surface of a lake. It doesn't matter where it ends up. It just matters that we're here on the shore. Just trying to have fun and pass the time. We'll see how far it goes.
The primary difficulty that we observed was that there was just far too little time to do the myriads of things that we would have liked to have done.